Joe Farrington is hoping to be the Republican nominee this November as voters will decide who will be the next United States representative in Michigan's 3rd District. To do that, he will have to beat incumbent Justin Amash in this August's primary. However, it may be over before it begins, as Friday the State Board of Canvassers will decide whether Farrington has the required 1,000 valid signatures needed to be on the Republican primary ballot. Farrington says it's the Amash campaign that's behind the petition challenge that claims various defects and signer entries. He says in a district that has voted Republican since 1993, running unopposed in the primary is Representative Amash's clearest path to re-election come November.
It'd be a technical triumph for him. The 3rd District, Grand Rapids, Ionia, this is all a very red district. No matter how good of a Democrat you put in, the Republican's going to win in this district. And therefore, Amash just gets a free ride to Washington.
The petition challenge was filed by Eric Larson, a local doctor who hosts a podcast called The Paradox. Justin Amash has been a guest on his podcast, and Larson often quotes Amash on social media. I asked Larson what motivated him to file the petition challenge and was instructed to speak with his attorney, Eric Doster.
First off, Mr. Farrington has only himself to blame because he only turned in 1,190 signatures. They found that there were 947 valid signatures. So whether or not a challenge was filed or not in this case, Mr. Farrington would not be on the ballot.
WGVU reached out to the Amash campaign. At the time of this news report, calls were not returned. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.